Hey everyone, welcome back. We're diving into a manuscript today. It's got a unique angle on entrepreneurship, especially in San Diego. The title, it's called A Journey of Entrepreneurial Inspiration, A Guide to Building America's Finest Business in San Diego.
The author's personal touch is fascinating. He's a Mexican immigrant, and he built his own success story in San Diego. He's got this really engaging blend of humor and business advice.
And he dedicates the book to the San Diego Police Department.
Really?
Which immediately made me think, okay, there's more to this story. Plus, he mentioned these anecdotes about his time at, like, a major bank and a software company.
Oh, wow.
Sounds like we're in for some juicy behind-the-scenes insights.
Oh, absolutely. He doesn't just tell you what to do. He shares his experience, which makes the advice more credible.
So should we jump in? Yeah. Chapter one, all about planning and research. Feels like a natural place to start. What jumped out at you?
Well, you know, he kicks things off with a story about his grandfather. He was a farmer, and he attributed his success to meticulous planning. Even in a dynamic city like San Diego, you can't just, you know, wing it. A solid roadmap is crucial.
Yeah. Even when you're planting seeds, you need to know where you're aiming for that harvest. So what does he recommend for crafting this roadmap?
Well, he gets into market research, which is key. Especially in a competitive market like San Diego, he stresses understanding the customer's pain points. You know, what keeps them up at night? Solve that.
Okay. So it's about finding that sweet spot between what you're passionate about and what the market actually needs. Did he have any tools or resources for market research?
Attending local events like San Diego Startup Week, immersing yourself in that energy, you know, listening to other founders, and of course, staying on top of publications like the San Diego Business Journal to keep your finger on the pulse.
I like that. Speaks to the collaborative spirit of San Diego's business scene. Did he have any concrete examples of how these research principles play out?
He uses this fictional case study, Taco Tide. It's a San Diego food truck, to illustrate how thorough market research, understanding those customer preferences, analyzing competitors, can translate into success.
So we've got our business idea, we've done our research, things are looking good. But then comes the part that makes a lot of entrepreneurs nervous, the legal stuff. How does he tackle that in chapter two?
He injects some humor here, acknowledging that legal matters can be about as exciting as watching paint dry.
Yeah.
But being unprepared on the legal front is a recipe for disaster, especially when you're trying to secure funding in a market as competitive as San Diego's.
You don't want to be caught off guard when you're trying to scale up.
Yeah.
What are some of the legal landmines he helps us avoid?
He shares his own experience navigating a venture capital raise. He emphasizes having a solid legal team in your corner from day one to help you navigate things, like choosing the right business structure, LLC, S-Corp, that sort of thing, which can have big tax implications.
So it's not just about protecting your business. It's about setting yourself up for growth. Did he get into any specific legal resources that San Diego entrepreneurs should know about?
He points to the San Diego Business Portal as a one-stop shop for permits, licenses. He also mentions the California Department of Industrial Relations for anything related to labor laws.
Super helpful. Bookmarking those as we speak. To bring it to life, he uses a case study of Brewtopia, a craft brewery. What can we learn from their journey?
Brewtopia highlights the importance of foresight and meticulousness. When it comes to legal compliance, they secured the right permits, navigated licensing agreements for their brews, even protected their intellectual property. All crucial steps, but especially in an industry like craft brewing.
Because that unique recipe or brand name can be your biggest asset. Speaking of branding, Chapter 3 delves into building a strong brand. Feels especially crucial in a city as image-conscious as San Diego. What's his take on crafting a brand that resonates?
He argues that in a city as visually driven as San Diego, your brand needs to be more than a logo. It's about telling a story that connects with your audience. On an emotional level, he uses the example of his time, leading a brand revitalization at a major bank. They went beyond marketing. They focused on building trust, connecting with customers on a personal level.
Okay, so it's about authenticity and emotional connection. Did he offer any tips on how to actually translate that into a tangible brand identity?
He breaks down the process into actionable steps. He talks about defining your target audience, crafting a brand voice. ensuring consistency across all your marketing. He even gets into the visual identity, choosing the right colors, fonts, imagery, all those elements that contribute to a cohesive brand.
I love that he's giving us the why and the how.
Yeah.
Did he include a case study to bring these branding principles to life?
He does. Breezy Bites. It's a fictional San Diego food truck. Showcases the power of a well-defined brand. They nailed their visual identity, their voice, their messaging, all of which contributed to their success.
Speaking of a crowded market, Chapter 4 dives into developing your products or services. This is where things get real for any entrepreneur. What were your key takeaways from this chapter?
This is where his experience leading product development at a software company really comes through. He's a firm believer in user research. Don't just assume you know what your customers want, ask them. He talks about prototypes, getting feedback, and being willing to iterate.
That iterative approach is so key, especially in the fast-paced world of startups. Did he offer any specific tools or methodologies for effective product development?
He emphasizes a data-driven approach using analytics to track user behavior, identify pain points. He mentions tools like user testing for gathering feedback and Envision for creating prototypes.
Super helpful.
Yeah.
Did he use a case study to illustrate these product development principles?
He uses the fictional example of San Diego Waves. It's a surf shop that's constantly innovating. They've managed to stay ahead of the curve and build a loyal following by listening to their customers.
Okay, so we've got a killer product. We've got a brand that pops. All our legal ducks in a row. Now, how do we get people excited about it? Chapter 5 is sales and marketing strategies. What's his take, especially given his experience in San Diego?
Well, he actually... He kind of throws shade at those marketing cliches. He argues that in a city as diverse as San Diego, you need to be much more targeted.
It's like that old saying, if you're talking to everyone, you're talking to no one.
Exactly.
Did he have any specific strategies for reaching those niche audiences in San Diego?
He's a big proponent of influencers, you know, and community engagement. He argues that in a city like San Diego, word of mouth is gold. Building those relationships can be way more effective than like generic advertising campaigns.
That's about building trust, not just blasting a message.
Right.
Did he give any examples of how to do that effectively?
Partnering with local businesses, you know, that align with your market. Pop-up events, cross promotions, things like that. Being present at local events, festivals, not just as a vendor, but as a participant.
Yeah.
In the community.
I love that. It's about becoming a part of San Diego, not just trying to sell to it.
Yeah.
To illustrate these points, he uses artistic expressions, the art gallery. What did they do right?
Artistic expressions nailed the local marketing. They hosted gallery openings. They doubled as networking events. They partnered with cafes, boutiques to promote each other. They actively engaged with organizations, publications. They became a recognized voice in the art scene.
That's a fantastic example of how to build a brand that's really integrated. Now let's talk about the customer. Chapter 6 is all about delivering exceptional customer service, which feels very important in San Diego. What's his philosophy?
He starts by addressing the elephant in the room.
Mm-hmm.
Is the customer always right?
Right.
His answer, no. But he believes that in a customer-centric city like San Diego, businesses need to go above and beyond.
So it's not just about resolving complaints, it's about relationships.
Exactly.
Exceeding expectations.
He argues that happy customers are your best brand ambassadors, especially in the age of social media. Positive reviews can make or break a business.
Word of mouth. What are some of his key tips?
Empowering employees to make decisions. That benefit the customer, even if it means bending the rules. Proactive communication. Keep customers informed throughout the whole process.
That transparency and responsiveness, that can go a long way. Did he have a case study for us to illustrate these customer service principles?
Surf and Sand Vacation Rentals. They understand the importance of that customer journey. They go above and beyond to accommodate, provide personalized recommendations, and they maintain communication with their guests.
It sounds like they've cracked the code. Now, let's shift gears, talk about the operational side. Chapter 7 goes into operational efficiency and productivity. What are his thoughts on streamlining processes?
He argues that efficiency isn't always about, you know, speed. Sometimes it's about slowing down, fostering collaboration, creating an environment where people feel valued.
I love that. Working smarter, not harder. Did he offer any specific tips for achieving that?
A strong team culture. When employees feel valued, they're more engaged, productive, and invested in the success.
Happy employees, happy customers, happy bottom line. Case study time.
He uses Cafe San Diego, a fictional coffee shop that prioritizes its employees. They offer flexible work, opportunities for development, a supportive environment.
Sounds like a work environment that reflects San Diego. Now, on to Chapter 8, Human Resources and Risk Mitigation. Areas where a lot of entrepreneurs, you know, especially early on, might not have a ton of experience. How does he break it down?
He starts by emphasizing a well-crafted HR and employee manual, not just a document, but a guide. That outlines expectations, fosters a positive environment, and protects everyone.
Important. As a company grows and changes, did he offer any specific advice for navigating HR in a city like San Diego?
Staying up to date on labor laws, which are always evolving. Clear policies on things like remote work.
Hot button issues. On the risk mitigation front, what kind of advice does he offer?
Have a plan. Whether it's a natural disaster, cyber attack, or even just equipment failure, think through the risks. Specific to you, your industry, and your location.
Being prepared. Sound advice for any entrepreneur. Did he illustrate these principles with a case study?
He uses the fictional example of Retail Boutique San Diego, a clothing store that faced a setback. When a storm damaged their inventory, they had a risk mitigation plan in place. They were able to recover quickly.
Great example of how being prepared can pay off. Now let's talk numbers. Chapter 9 goes into financial pro forma. How does he make this approachable?
He kicks things off with an analogy. He compares it to a crystal ball, but one that's rooted in data, realistic projections.
So it's about setting realistic expectations, making informed decisions.
Exactly.
Did he break down a financial pro forma in a way that's easy to understand?
Projecting your revenue, estimating expenses, understanding key metrics like burn rate, break-even point.
Yeah.
It's about understanding what the numbers mean for your business.
Right. The numbers tell a story. To illustrate these concepts, he uses the case study of Sandy's Surf Shop.
Mm-hmm.
What can we learn from them?
Sandy's Surf Shop highlights the importance of accurate forecasting. Cash flow management. They had realistic projections, they tracked their expenses, and they had a solid plan for managing their cash.
Okay, so we've covered a lot. Planning, legal stuff, branding, marketing, customer service, operations, HR, financials.
It's a lot.
But what about that moment when you need cash to make it all happen? Chapter 10, Small Business Lending and Grants. What really stood out?
He tells the story about a business owner who walked into a bank asking for a loan with nothing but a napkin sketch.
Oh, no.
Big mistake. He says you have to be loan ready, have a plan, projections.
Like going on Shark Tank. You got to be prepared.
Exactly.
Did he talk about different types of funding available to San Diego entrepreneurs?
SBA loans, different programs available, the requirements, building relationships with local banks and credit unions.
People that understand San Diego?
Yes.
Did he have any advice for those who maybe don't qualify for those traditional loans?
Community development financial institutions, CDFIs, they often have more flexible lending, and they focus on supporting underserved communities. Grants, he calls them free money, but they often come with, you know, requirements.
Do your homework. Don't just chase the money. He uses the case study of Serenity Haven Spa. What can we learn from them?
They show the power of combining your funding. They got a small business loan for startup costs and a grant from a local organization that supports women-owned businesses.
So they diversified.
They did.
That's great. Be resourceful. Okay, on to the final chapter. Chapter 11. Using accounting software. What's his take?
Go.
On technology to manage the financial side.
He's all about the digital transformation. He says manual spreadsheets are, like, way outdated.
Yeah.
He wants entrepreneurs to see accounting software as more than tracking expenses. It's a tool for making decisions.
Actionable insights. Did he recommend any specific software options?
Cloud-based platforms. Like Xero or QuickBooks Online. They offer flexibility, accessibility. For business owners always on the go, the software needs to work with your other systems, like your point of sale, your online store.
The integration is key. Case study to bring it home.
He actually shares a story about himself implementing accounting software at a company. It shows how important training is and setup, so it works for you, not against you.
The human element. Well, we made it. From idea to funding to marketing to operations and beyond. What are your final takeaways from this deep dive into being an entrepreneur in San Diego?
The author's love for San Diego, the opportunity, the community. It's more than just a product or service. It's the people, the networks.
Lifestyle.
Yes.
But I want to leave our listeners with this. He poses this question at the end. He says, in a city as dynamic as San Diego, what kind of legacy do you want to leave as an entrepreneur? What do you think?
It makes you think bigger than yourself.
Right. It's not just about money. It's about impact. So to all the entrepreneurs out there, keep that question with you. What kind of legacy? What impact? Those answers will be your guide.
And he says, go make some waves.
I love that. So to all you aspiring entrepreneurs out there, we hope this has inspired you to chase those dreams, embrace the chaos, and make your mark on San Diego. We're rooting for you.
Until next time.
Go make some waves.